What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Fred Blumenberg, and I'm here on The Truth About Being an Entrepreneurial Dad / Husband. Every Tuesday, I'm coming at you with a new episode, just digging into my life about an entrepreneur and a husband, and what's going on currently, or what has happened recently. So within this past week, I have, if you guys don't know, I am coaching the 3rd/4th grade Sandpoint Athletic Football League team. Tackle football league, actually, and they will have 6 games, which start actually tomorrow. My first game is tomorrow, and it's something brand new. Now, last year, you guys know that I was doing 3rd/4th grade Wakanda Junior Bulldogs basketball team in Wakanda, Illinois, which was fun. And now this year, I'm doing the SAFL 3rd/4th grade league for tackle football. And so, it's been, these are always big challenges with these teams, because last year was my first year with that group in Wakanda, and now it's my first year this year with SAFL. And both experiences, while them being sports, so much different. I do have to say that even though I've coached, one of the things that I love to do at the end of the day is to be able to draw out supreme confidence from a child that might be either pushed into the sport by their parents or might be, shy, or might not be into the sport. You know, they might not think that their abilities are good enough to become successful at what they're doing. So one of the things that I like to do is make sure that, you know, I'm able to identify what child needs more assistance in those areas. And it's something that I love to do, because I extend what I use every day, and that's the number one mindset. What are they good at? That's the first thing that I look for in any child. Like, literally, what are they good at? What can they bring to the team, and how can they add to the team? And then number two, how they can win at what they're doing. Because once they understand that what they're doing actually contributes to the team, because a lot of these kids are timid, and they just see other kids that are just talented and just absolutely phenomenal. And when they know their talent doesn't equal out to theirs, they just feel like they're inadequate. So my whole thing is, what are they particularly good at? And what do they do that can help the team? And then number three, finding a spot for them on the team so they can become successful. All three of those things are about the number one mindset. So for me, it's funny because I coached the third, fourth grade team basketball this year. They only had 6 games through the Sandpoint Park District. And one of the kids didn't even know anything about that. Like, he knew nothing about basketball. And it was odd, because I remember I made a joke about, hey, I don't need you guys to be LeBron James. And he literally was like, who's LeBron James? And I thought it was a joke. I'm like, you don't know who LeBron James is, man? Yeah, that was kind of funny, and he really didn't know who LeBron James was. And so I was like, wow, okay, that's what kind of canvas I'm working with here. But the cool thing was, I had to break down basketball in a different sense for him, and just for kids most in general. Just for him, I said, listen, I don't care about how many baskets you make, dude. I really care about just shoot the ball and get your rebound. If you're good at just shooting the ball and getting the rebound, because I really wanted him to get comfortable with shooting, but not that he had to make every shot. My whole thing was, you want shots? Get your own rebound. You can shoot as many times as you want if you can get your own rebound. And so I got him to focus on things that didn't have to do with making the basket. Listen, shoot it, but get a rebound. Can you get me some steals? Hey, if you can't even get a rebound on offense, go get it on defense. Get our team in a transition. So this way, I get your focus off of what you truly want to do, and get you focused on what you can do, like hustle and grab rebounds. Those hustle plays that don't involve a lot of talent, don't involve a lot of thinking. They just literally involve reacting. And once I boost your confidence level in those areas, you will naturally get more confident in other areas. So the cool thing about coaching these kids, and something that I've learned along the board, just in special ed in general, over a decade of experience with autistic, nonverbal, severe and profound, special ed, behavior disorder, regular ed kids, just something I've learned with kids in general, is if you find out what they're really good at and what they like to do, and you connect with that, and then you help them win with that every day, you will naturally find out where they are good to go. And I think more of our kids need that. They need somebody that's going to say, listen, hey, it's okay that you're not good at math. You know, maybe science is your thing. So let's see what you can do with science. And even though the school system wants them to learn math, it's good to get them to figure out different ways on how to learn, as opposed to just being rigid with it. So that's my 2 cents for this week, man. Beautiful week. I love all of you guys. Thank you for listening. Be blessed. I will see you on the other side.